it's just a rap thing. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the room shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Let's be just move. All right, we're back with episode 19 of The Sounds of Struggle. I am Chris Parrish.
And I am intoxicated.
What does that mean?
Drinking because my team can't score a goal.
Oh, intoxicated.
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 Same thing.
No, I just...
Point is, the goalie of the other team has more points than my entire team. And it makes me very upset. But it's a turning point. New game tonight. It's going to turn around. It's going to happen.
Well, I was going to say anything, but you brought it up.
Well, it's a struggle. We talk about everything.
We might as well just jump right into the NHL playoffs right now.
Well, we might as well. Guys got
to
think.
And there's a lot to talk about.
Yes, there are two different goalies who have shutouts in two games now. Yep. One of them's for your team. One of them's against my team.
Yes, this is true. Cam Talbot and Pekka Rinne. Both have two shutouts. And Rene has two shutouts and two assists.
Yeah. And speaking with people you wouldn't think have points, Cassian, what the hell?
Also has two game-winning goals.
Impressive. Most impressive.
See, my brother actually went to the game, game two. And Zach Cassian, for the longest time, was probably considered to be...
Thorn in the Oilers side?
Well, public enemy number one.
Ah.
And to watch the game on TV and hear the crowd chant Cassian was...
Weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine
if you will.
Imagine Mexico chanting Donald Trump at, what is it, Cinco de Mayo?
That is quite the reference. I don't think Cassian's hated that much here.
Well, he kind of was.
Was. Not anymore. Was.
See, times changed.
Times, they are changing.
And that's kind of the point. So.
Yes.
But what hasn't changed is apparently the way the NHL goes about its... calls, whether it's for infractions, suspensions,
injuries.
Yes, because for a team who I believe that is super, super protective about the head and making sure that they reprimand the ones who hit another's head, when a player takes a puck in the eye and part of his skin is flapping and blood is pouring and is laying down on the ice for 10 seconds.
And then Pittsburgh scores a goal and they allow it. That was a little strange.
Apparently a whistle cannot be blown.
I was listening to some interviews of people and whatnot, and I guess the official stance was Columbus had to have possession of the puck to blow the whistle down, which I think is absolute crap.
See... This is going to be the first time I am going to swear on The Sounds of Struggle.
Second. You did swear early on.
No, Bitches is not a swear.
No, you did. But, we both did that episode, but anyways.
Mine actually got bleeped out, so technically they didn't hear it.
Oh.
But NHL, what the fuck are you doing? Like, how seriously? Like, now you are going to hide behind a rule.
Yeah, that was...
Like, a guy is motionless for 10 seconds because he just took a goddamn puck to the face. And you don't want to blow the goddamn whistle.
You can even keep with that series, the whole Calvert snapping the guy's stick. I mean, we have talked about it a little bit. And the game before that. I think it was more of... He should have got more games based on the intent to injure. I mean, you did bring up a good point that these sticks are flimsy and they are shattering all over games, which I agree, they are not built as strong as they used to be, but they seem to, well, in the regular season, suspend based on intent, but you did also bring up a good point that there are more, they seem to be more suspending now on injury. And the fact there was no injury, they gave him one game.
Well, my thing is, I'll go all the way back to Todd Bertuzzi. Had Steve Moore not broken his neck and ended his career and almost died, I don't think they would have touched Todd Bertuzzi in the severity that they did.
No, they probably would have given him, what, a game or two.
And if it never became a legal issue, the NHL, I don't think, would have really cared all that much about the situation, because I truly believe Gary Bettman has his foot up his own ass.
Wow.
Because he seriously needs to look at the acts going on and cut these tendencies out, opposed to just suspending and fining based on a result. Because I just don't understand why someone has to get hurt before an actual organization like the NHL understands that it's an issue.
Yeah. And we can, you know, go back and reference the whole Crosby thing and damn near decapitating the tip of the finger of the guy.
Well, and that's the thing. They talk about how that's an everyday play that is okay. And we see how that could be an issue. And that's raised whether or not there's enough protection in gloves or whether or not that that's just something that's part of the game now they need to take away. But if you're going to tell me that you care about headshots, and then all of a sudden a guy gets hit in the head or in the eye with a puck and is bleeding and is laying on the ice for 10 seconds, and then allow, to be honest, as much as I like fighting, people to punch each other in the face, don't tell me the rule states this. Act on it and make sure this crap doesn't happen again.
Not to mention that now, because he actually did come back in the game, which was very impressive, considering he could barely see out of that one eye. But I guess he has a cracked cheekbone, and he won't be back the rest of the series, or playoffs, which is kind of surprising they let him come back that game.
And this also, to me, doesn't make sense. So you'll have concussion protocol spotters, right?
Well, how could he come back that game?
Well, here's the thing. So a concussion protocol spotter could be wrong. Think a guy has a concussion. It happened to Connor McDavid earlier this year.
That is true.
And he was fine. Nothing was wrong. So they were wrong. And then all of a sudden, this guy, who just got a puck in the eye, is deemed by a medical staff to be fine to play with a cage. And then now he's told that he can't play. Now maybe, I don't know if there's something else that they found out in between.
Maybe there's some sort of surgery that needs to be taken to fix whatever's going on. Who knows? But I haven't heard.
But if he could have finished that one game, you know, just maybe he could have played another one?
Yeah. I personally think that, especially in these playoffs, but this year in general, the referees and the calls in general in the NHL have been very streaky in the weirdest ways.
It's not consistent at all.
No. No. And streaky in the weirdest ways. They're calling things for certain teams, other teams get away with it. It's, none of it makes sense.
Now, my thing, too, I mean, you want to almost think that it's not going to be this political, but does that play not get called and they're hiding behind the rule because it benefited, us, say, the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sidney Crosby team, team?
It is, I guess, possible. As much as I don't want to believe it, it is technically possible.
I mean, you don't want to think that this is a real thing, but, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, my problem is a guy was on the ice for 10 seconds, holding his eye, bleeding, with skin flapping up, and nobody's hands even is raised, or a whistle is blown, and then as a goal is scored, you see a trainer already on the ice, because they see the importance of taking care of the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell, NHL?
Get your heads out of your collective asses, and be better.
Go to the dog park, pick up the crap, and get it together.
I like it. Very good. Now, should we stay with injury reports, or should we go on with more hockey?
Well, we can talk about more hockey. I mean, the Oilers are up 2-1, so that's a happy thing.
Yep. Let's see. What, St. Louis up 3-0? That shocked the hell out of me.
See, and that's where I was going to go. What has shocked you the most outside of perhaps your own team?
Yeah, perhaps my own team, which they have just been playing.
See,
you know what? Game one, they played really well. They just could not beat Rennie. So
see,
that's one thing.
I got to ask you, what's more shocking to you? Is it a combination of both the fact that they're down 2-0, or the fact they haven't scored a goal, or the fact they haven't, or they lost both games at home, or the combination of everything?
I mean, obviously the easy answer is saying combination of everything, but I would say it wasn't. It's not surprising. I was at work. I PVR'd game one, and I watched it. And you know what? They had tons of chances. Rene stood in his head. They just could not beat him. Okay, fine. That happens. Game two, they didn't even show up. They sent out the AHL affiliate from Rockford. It was embarrassing. Taves couldn't win a face-off. They were getting beat races to the puck. They were getting out-hit, out-shot, out-scored. It was all around embarrassing. There was a goal, I think the fourth one, where the... No, it might have been the third. Where one of the forwards from Nashville was in front of the net and got his own rebound 3 times before he scored. And there was 3 red jerseys watching within 5 feet of him. Didn't hit him. Didn't go for a stick. Watching. You can't... I mean, don't get me wrong. That's the frustrating part, is that there's one player on the team that's playing well, and that is Crawford, because he's having to face and clean up so much crap. I almost swore because I'm getting heated. But I'm keeping it together.
I dropped an F-bomb. Go nuts.
Okay. He's cleaning up all this stuff for this team, and they're not fucking helping him. Come on, guys. Get your head out of your ass as well. This is bullshit.
Oh, sports. Don't we just...
How much we love to hate them.
It's great. And you know the beauty part is? We know they can't hear us. But and this makes us feel better.
It makes us feel better. And we are a paying customer, so fuck them.
I am going to game 5 on Thursday.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. That is cool. Keeping with that, game 2 for the Oilers, unreal. That was a great game to watch. Loved it. Game 3, a little worried at points. I watched it at work last night when I was on nights. At points, they just did not seem that into it. Talbot stood in his head, kept him in it.
See, I think... To me, what is very impressive about that series, and I think what makes me a little bit uneasy, is the fact that last night's game, and yes, we are taping on a Monday.
Before Raw.
Yes, before Raw, which we will get to in a little bit. But what's nice is that this wasn't a game where the Stars came out. They were actually tight they were checked very tightly. And they weren't given a lot of opportunities to do things. Therefore, this had to be a game that was basically...
One on attrition.
Well, it was one based on whoever could take advantage of your opportunities at the most. And the fact that I think the Oilers won it that way, instead of an open game where, you know, everyone's, like, skating and then the skill is coming out and shining... that wasn't what this game was last night, and they still found a way to win.
It was impressive. After first period, the hits were 32-12 for San Jose.
Yeah. And
32-12. Let that sink in.
No, but also, if you watch the game, there's no way San Jose actually calculated 32 hits.
I mean, that's another thing. Rubbing out in the boards, that count?
I'll be the first one to admit, the Oilers were out hit. The Sharks did a very good job of out-checking the Oilers. But 32 hits, like, apparently, if, you know, you, took the puck off someone, they counted that as a hit.
I think it's like any contact that was initiated by that. It seemed too much.
I mean, maybe this is just what's the proper word? Statisticians in the United... Yeah. Maybe it's the Americans not understanding what hockey is, because, I don't know, Fox still needs to put that little blue circle on the puck when it moves fast so you guys can see it.
But, I like that.
Because, you know, Americans really have an issue with a black biscuit on a white surface, right?
I think they have issues with blacks and whites in general. They got a lot of bad things going on down there.
It's them getting along, not one on the other. I mean, to say.
Holy hell! There's a Leaf fan.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're at first round in my 2006 Range Rover ST, and
well, I mean, you don't have to throw off a fake thing. We're in the Batmobile, man.
I just want to change my vehicle every time because I think it's funny. I just think it's funny.
Okay, we're in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I wish I owned that. That'd be awesome. Anyways, as of right now, last I heard from yourself, I guess it's 2-0 for the Caps.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and what else has been surprising to you? Because
actually, another thing is surprising.
The St. Louis Minnesota game. The fact that it's 3-0 already.
Surprising. Like, I haven't watched any of that series.
Minnesota has, I believe, like... I will go on the record of saying I believe the Minnesota Wild have played better hockey than the St. Louis Blues, but Jake Allen is the only reason why this series is 3-0.
Yeah, fair enough. I haven't watched any of this series, but it does seem very odd that a team as talented as Minnesota can't seem to win. Yeah. The other thing that's surprising was the last game 2 days ago of Capitals and Leafs. I watched the whole thing. I switched partway through because I was done watching the other game that I was watching that night. And that was really back and forth and really good hockey. Now, I was really impressed.
I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I did say that if Washington doesn't play the way that they should be playing, which was the best team in the league at the end of the season, that they weren't going to have an easy time.
No, and you know what? They were playing really well there. You know, cycling the puck well, shooting it. Frederik Andersen was making the key saves when he needed to. And the Leaf defenseman, you know, actually getting it up and out. And the only thing I don't like, and I said it before, is that Nazem Kadri, motherfucker, he dives way too much. And they need to start calling him for unsportsmanlike conduct or whatever the call is for that, because that is just, it's embarrassing to hockey.
Well, maybe he should be traded to the Sharks and play at the Shark Tank, because apparently his sink or swim attitude or mentality is better suited there.
Maybe you should, just stop playing hockey.
Or just warm up the ice so it melts and then he's head home.
Yeah.
No.
Other than him, the small blemish, I was very impressed. The goal that actually won the game, very well set up. I don't know how much you can do to stop it.
You did mention last week about who would be a heel or babyface in hockey.
Yes, I
would
say that. Heel.
Yeah,
100% a heel. Do you want to go into that real quick or finish the playoffs?
We'll finish the playoffs. Okay. I think too, like right now with the, we'll just finish out the West since we've already talked.
The Ducks are up 2-0. I haven't watched any of that yet. But
no, I watched a little bit of Game 2. At the after party for the CWC show.
Yes.
Which,
by the way, congratulations on making it to the finals.
Yes.
Not that I had any doubt, but...
really? Xander Price, that's really who you're going to give me?
Never heard of him.
Jesus Christ, I mean, the price is wrong, Xander, and you're the reason why I'm the one making the money. However...
Yeah.
From what I saw in the series, it looks like Anaheim isn't the most dominant team. However, they're the ones who are making the most out of the situation.
They seem to have a couple bad bounces that just went their way. And...
Well, you can definitely... I personally think that you can see the experience play a factor. Like, the players that have been there before know how to weather the storm and, you know, bounce back. And I think that's a very important thing to do in not only playoff hockey, but a series, because a game... Our series won't be won in the first game.
Yeah.
And a game won't be won on the first shift. So good players know how to balance a bad shift with, you know, good ones later and things like that. So just the fact that you have the Ryan Getzlaff, the Corey Perrys, those kind of guys really help out.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Even as much as I hate to say it, another guy I think it would be a heel, Ryan Kessler. You know what? He does a very good job of that too.
Okay, but I think Ryan Kessler, to be honest, would he be a heel because we're Canadians and we just don't like him? But if you're an American, you might actually love Ryan Kessler. Because if he was on your team, you'd love him.
Yeah, you have a point.
Because I did mention Zach Cassian earlier.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And until
maybe he's one of those tweeners.
I mean, Zach Cassian also had some off-ice issues that he had to take care of first.
Yes.
That kind of helped him turn it around. But that being said, it's I think Ryan Kesler, based on if he's on your team or not. I mean, but I, at the same time, I guess this is the same
argument. It's very... It's,
same argument you could have for anybody.
It's very much of the perspective of who's looking at it.
You know what? Damn it. This is going to be based on our perspective.
He's a
Kesler, you're a heel.
Douche. And then, let's see. We got all the West. Over to the East. We talked about Toronto Capitals. Pittsburgh's up 3-0, which...
Yeah.
That's, we talked a little bit about that. It's,
see, I don't... I'm not discrediting Pittsburgh when I was ranting about the Wernerski thing.
No, but...
They are... there's no stopping them.
No, there's very...
Columbus is not playing the dominant game right now.
No, they're keeping up, but they're just not... They're not playing the game they played in the regular season.
Well,
I think that's where... Experience, because...
They're good enough to keep up. They're not good enough...
To take over?
Exactly. And I think that's kind of the thing. Pittsburgh, when we talk about the experience...
They have quite a bit.
But at the same time, it's also not their number one guys all the time. It's
no, they had like a new guy I've never even heard of got a hat trick last night.
Kuchnackle got a hat, I believe, got a hat trick.
That starts with a G.
Or that, yeah, the Gensel.
Yeah, that guy.
The guys whose name reminds me of Pretzel.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Ted Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss, but I mean, what do I know? Anyways, but yeah, it's. I think the inexperience is starting to show for that because I mean they're keeping up, but they just can't seem to close it out.
Yeah, and they're just I don't know. Bobrovsky's just not playing like
not playing like regular season. He's not dominating.
Yeah, to me, I think he was. He might have been a lock for the Vezina, based on his season, but on the
Do
playoffs,
they take playoffs into account for this?
No, not me. Okay.
You think they would?
I don't think it's fair.
Well,
because if your team doesn't make the playoffs, how can you?
I guess that's true. Yeah.
But
no, I meant more of just taking into an account, like in the sense that, you know, they make it to the playoffs, they lose four straight, and he just plays like crap. It's like, I mean, you know, what happened? You know?
Well, his defensemen are too busy laying on the ice because they're hurt, and then they get scored on.
True story.
That's what happens.
And
then we also have the Canadiens and New York Rangers.
That's been a pretty good series.
And
Radulov with the one-hander.
See, my thing is, as much as that was a nice goal, man, that was a horrible job of defense.
That wasn't your boy, was it?
I didn't pay attention. Might have been.
Yeah.
Nicole has not been playing the greatest.
He got an assist the other day.
Well, yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
That's what he does.
Yes, yeah.
I mean,
honestly,
he's a good player. But, I mean, it's just, I think from a team standpoint...
Henrik Lundqvist, like, the first game, he looked like he was back to his old ways, and he's starting to show cracks again.
What? Yeah, but at the same time, if your team is falling apart, you can't put it all on one guy.
No, that is true.
And I do find that the defensive aspect, I mean, they were getting the play taken to them more than they were taking it to Montreal. And, my God, people, either decide if you're going into the bar, if you're walking away from the bar, what the fuck are you going to do?
Holy hell!
But yeah, no, so when you're playing catch-up the whole time, you're not going to really do well.
Yeah, when you're playing catch-up...
And Montreal is really setting the tone.
Yeah, when you're playing catch-up, you can't, you know, put a little mustard on it and get her in.
When you're playing catch-up, you can't really relish the situation now, can you?
No, you really can't. Yeah. And then you're left on the bench going, Mayo.
And you're like, man, we look like some wieners right now.
Pretty much.
And
hot dog references, condiments references,
yeah,
condiment struggles.
And so the one thing I was actually going to bring up with that one goal, and it's even with penalty shots and shootouts, but where has the art of the poacher gone, and why can't goalies use that anymore?
That's a very good question. You know what, actually, Martin Jones, terrible five hole. If he was a stripper, he would be getting fisted regularly. But he's poke-checked McDavid a couple times in the series. Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you where the hell this was going.
It's all going back down to poke. Fisting and poke-checks. Episode 19, fisting and poke-check struggles.
The edit episode.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that was... Something that I've been, like, just wondering a lot in the last little while is why goalies don't poke check as much as they used to. You see a lot of the goalies that did do them It was a simple, you throw the stick, you catch it, you pull it back, and it was done effective with a lot of guys. And just,
I think the style of play has also changed where, I don't know, it just seems like they rely more on, like, them, less on their stick now.
Yeah, but to me that makes no sense. But
I agree.
We know how well these guys can shoot the puck.
I agree.
And when they get too close, I mean, they can shoot the puck if there's a stick on it.
I think it's a little skewed being that we're defensemen and commenting on a goalie position, but...
give me a load of bull, because I gotta listen to Glenn Healy talk about the actual game that he knows nothing about.
I didn't say he's the one we should talk to.
Or on TSN with Jamie McLennan.
Or Kelly Rudy on Sportsnet.
Oh, God, worst.
I'm not saying these are not people we should talk to. I'm just saying we should find someone who is a reputable goalie or former goalie or something like that and talk to them about it.
To be honest, I did play a charity game a little while ago, and our goalie was going out of position so much that I even made a couple saves because that's how good of a D-man I was.
Is that why you have a chipped tooth?
No, that's why I have a bruise on my thigh, though.
Oh. I just thought that was from Mrs. Parrish because you said something to her again. One offhanded comment. Scorch, pow! There it is, right in the thigh.
She's out of town right now.
Oh, party at Parrish's place.
The Parrish household has been, like, just glorious.
So, the struggle versus heading to Parrishville?
Just saying, there's a lot of food in the bedroom, and,
That's how you get ants, Lana!
No, not if you eat all the food.
Well, fair enough.
Jeez, gotta finish something, all right?
Yeah, finish
true men finish what they start.
There are not too many true men anymore.
No, I mean, there's a lot of peanut butter when I brought it in. There's not any anymore.
Now you're going to make a comment about peanut butter and dogs, but I'm just going to leave that alone.
The dog wasn't in the room.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, which is me, some Arrowroot baby cookies.
Huh?
Some, nice crackers.
And a standee of B. Arthur.
Yeah, and then some peanut butter. Yeah.
Very good.
And a lot of WWE Network. Just going to point that out.
Can't go wrong with that.
And speaking of the network.
Is there any other series? Have we touched them all?
Nope, but I was going to say the one voice we won't be hearing anymore on the network.
Mr. Mauro Ranallo.
Officially.
Has been gone bye-bye.
Well, I mean, he's...
Thanks to that big old bully JBL. Listen. I think I just got blocked.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny the backlash about this incident because
backlash.
See, also,
too bad that's not the next pay per view, but I appreciate that. That was good.
Well, I mean, you'd think that, and there's a lot of people that are defending JBL and a lot of people that are bitter about JBL, and I'm.
It seems like the most vocal ones are not Indian.
The people who have either got fired or left seem to be the ones who are vocal against JBL, and the ones that had at least left on their own terms aren't that quick to...
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, it seems like everybody close to the situation, like, they're like part of the broadcast team or that are, in WWE, they aren't really seeming to comment. It seems like everybody who's like either outside of it or not really attached to it, they seem to be the ones who they're talking.
Well, I also look at the people who are complaining about it and look at their age. With the exception of Mauro, a lot of these guys tend to be the younger guy.
New generation.
Yeah. Whereas JBL and his generation, he had... Like, hazing was a thing.
That's just the way it was.
And you got to make sure that you're mentally tough to handle the business.
Yeah.
So that's the way he was grown up. Now, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that that's how it was. I mean, if you have that grandmother who's 90 years old and says a lot of racial jokes because they don't know that what they're saying is wrong, that's just the way they were.
That's just a good time. That's what that is.
But it was the truth. There's a lot of people who are just a product of the generation that they grew up in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're in the product of... all the...
Everyone has feelings. I mean, everyone gets a participation medal.
We had the best cartoons as kids.
Yes, we did.
Bar none. Now they just have Barney, and it's not that good.
There was Barney back then, too, though.
Yeah, he was better back then, but...
Yeah, it was all gangster Barney, smoking crack and stuff.
Yeah.
Look it up, kids, it happened.
Curb stomp, Big Bird, what up? No.
Actually, in keeping on this whole generational thing, Just found out apparently the whole pacer test.
Well, we're kind of school, on the bullying thing, but
well, that. Yeah. But it was. It's been banned because apparently it's too traumatic for children. Why the hell did we have to go through it? You know why we had to go through it? Because we're not pussies.
Meow.
Yeah. But I mean, really, like they don't do it because it's too traumatic, and now it's like, oh, we're hurt. Shut up.
It's a sensitive era.
They're all a bunch of bitches. Everyone's a transgender now, so they can have their own bathroom, and I hate this era.
Man, all I want to do is poo. But I have to walk all the way down, and the turtle is poking. This is not cool.
It's all like, what's going on here? What's going on here? Hey, Davey. Hey. Anyways, back to bullying.
Yeah, so, but I mean, to me, it is a generational thing, because JBL, I still think, has a mentality of wanting to rib a guy to see if, you know, if he's a mentally tough. You don't hear guys like CM Punk or Bob Holly or Brock Lesnar say, you know what, JBL's kind of a dick. Because it's not like he's not.
Whether they feel like he is or not. I mean, they just...
But the Justin whatever. Roberts, who seriously never took a damn bump in his life, who just ring announced...
Apparently he has a book out.
Yeah, it's probably a how-to book to succumb to your feelings. I don't care.
A how-to book to give head to the right people and get where you need to go.
And I actually liked Justin Roberts as a ring announcer. I thought he was good. Yes,
very much
so. But, you know, he was bitter on the way he left. Just like Alberto Del Rio was bitter when he left, rightfully so.
Both times.
And he flat out says, there's some people I hate in WWE and that were an absolute dick to me. JBL wasn't one of them.
There you go.
And, a guy that actually did MMA because he wanted to do a fight. A guy that didn't take crap from people, didn't think JBL was a bully.
Yeah.
But you hear a story about Edge who was getting, you know, just... You know, verbally kind of like harassed a little bit by JBL on a bus who's drinking a beer, stood up, turned around, slapped the beer out, and said, you want to go right now?
And suddenly JBL's fine with him.
Yeah, and now JBL didn't bother him anymore because he wanted to see what kind of a man you are. And that's a real thing that happens.
I heard a story, but I think it was at an airport where JBL was messing with Steve Blackman and Blackman just knocked him the hell out. Something like that. I think that's funny.
I mean, but to be honest, it's one of those things where if you can't handle that aspect, there's part of these business that I just don't think people truly understand. This isn't all like fun and games. This is not, you know, for the weak. I mean, this is a serious business and like you have to be tough physically and mentally to endure the lifestyle in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
So, not saying that a guy like Mauro Ranallo is not, and I have a lot of respect for Mauro Ranallo. I'm a big fan of Mauro Ranallo.
Yes.
And I do love the shot he took when he was commentating on MMA. I believe it was Rising was the name, where a female was coming down and she was an ex-professional wrestler turned MMA fighter, and that's exactly what he said. Boy, and then he said, boy, do I love using that term again.
Yes. Little shots fired. It was good.
Referring to the fact that he couldn't call the professional wrestlers, but that goes all the way back to Joey Styles not enjoying his time with the WWE.
Yeah.
However,
it seems like either you love it or you hate it. There's no in-between. There's no indifference.
Well, I just think a lot of people need to understand, look, if you don't like something, don't complain about it. Don't bitch about it. Don't moan about it. If you do something about it, that's when the change happens.
Either it'll blow up in your face, well, you tried, or it'll change, and there you go.
Yeah. I mean, just because you don't want any trouble doesn't mean trouble can't find you. And I think that there's two ways around it. You got to make sure trouble doesn't find you, but when it does, you got to understand how to handle it responsibly.
As an adult.
Exactly.
You know what? I will say this. JBL, he's all right in my books because I got many free drinks the night I met him.
He didn't bully you about him.
No, I was too busy stealing people's drinks while he talked
and to us. And he actually took the time to talk to me as well, and I didn't really find the fact that he's a bully. He's a very, what's the right word?
Charismatic individual?
Well, I mean, he was, you know, for somebody like me, like, I didn't really, you know, like, it was kind of like, whoa, this is like a big guy. Like, he kind of had a presence to him.
Oh, yeah,
a little threatening.
Oh, yeah.
But once he actually got to sit down and talk to him, I mean, the guy was a pretty cool guy. And, my God, does he have a large head.
Giant. I believe that's alcohol. That's what we have to look
No, but
to.
Do you see the size of the, like, of that cowboy hat?
I have a giant dome. I kind of want to try it on.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean.
He's got big hands, too.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can put Roger's place in there.
That's a big dome.
But, yeah, no, I mean, it was just one of those little things. I mean, no, I guess staying with wrestling, also, I mean, is there anything, I mean, I guess.
There's one other thing I want to touch with hockey. Peter O'Pete's goalie, apparently an Oiler prospect.
Dylan Wells.
Scored the series-winning goal in whatever the last series, I don't know where they are. I think they're in the second series, I think the conference semifinals. But anyways, I think that's hilarious. The goalie got the winner. That's awesome.
What does that say about the scouting people?
That they are there.
We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing.
Oh, quick update. Looks like it's now 2-1 for the Capitals. Like Austin Matthews finally scored his first goal.
Yeah, whatever. He's a bum.
He's not even good.
Like, yeah, bully him, he'll probably quit the game too.
He's average at best.
Anyway, but yeah, no, who else in your eyes in pro hockey would be considered good guy, bad guy, babyface, heel?
Sidney Crosby. He's the John Cena. Or the Roman Reigns. One of the two where it's like, he's booed, but he's good. You want to hate him, but, you know, he's that guy. You know, he comes out and he's like the good guy, but he's booed. That's who he is to me. Mm. You got the select fans that like him.
I would say he's now more Roman Reigns just because of the level of emotion. Like John Cena.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I don't know, like, because I would say, like, who would be more of a John Cena? Because was there somebody that came before him that was really good and they... I don't know, maybe would you say Sidney Crosby would be like a John Cena and say, like, maybe Pat Kane might be the... Maybe not as bad as Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns is really hated and he's good.
There's a lot of people I know that don't like the Blackhawks that like Patrick Kane. But yeah. I personally think he'd be a heel, though. I really do. I think Patrick Kane would be a heel.
See, and
I think he'd be like Kevin Owens. He's a heel, but you like him because he's good.
Well, I mean, because I would look at, like, who do you think is the most universally loved player in the NHL right now?
Arguably, Jonathan Taves.
So, would he be the AJ Styles?
Yeah, you could argue it. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Because, like, I mean, I would almost go on record saying AJ Styles might be the most popular.
Oh, that's, yeah, you could, yeah. I agree with that.
And then you have, you know, the likes of Finn Balor.
Apparently had a concussion.
Yeah.
But I guess he's fine. That's why Jinder Mahal got moved, which we'll talk about in a bit.
I don't think that's why, but I think...
Apparently it's one of the reasons, I guess. That was kind of an impromptu one. Anyways.
I kind of like that move, so...
Yeah, it works.
Good for him.
Yeah. McDavid, though, like, he could easily be...
See, I know, obviously, I'm a...
I honestly think McDavid could be that AJ Styles.
A lot of people don't seem to hate McDavid. So.
No, there's not a lot of people that do. Yeah, actually, well, I think, you know what, he might be the guy who'd be the AJ Styles.
He might be the Finn Balor.
No, that's okay. I can see that.
Because I don't think he's reached that level yet.
Okay.
Because he hasn't been around as long.
Yeah. And he was injured last year. And Finn Balor was injured. There's a lot of correlating things here.
But he could be the new face.
Yes.
I think
it goes without saying Wayne Gretzky is Hulk Hogan.
Is he? Or would Wayne Gretzky be The Rock?
They're both really well known. That's either or, I guess.
Because, like, well, I mean, like, because who would more... Who'd Mario Lemieux be? Steve Austin?
No, Mantar.
The boogeyman, huh? Well, why don't we, instead of comparing people, why don't we just say whether or not they're baby faces or heels?
Okay, that'll work.
So, Dustin Byfuglien.
I'd say heel.
Okay, Patrick Laine.
Face.
Okay, and I would say those are probably the two best Winnipeg guys.
Yeah, okay.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Tweener. I think it honestly depends. I think some people will hate him, and some people will like him. Mm. Like, you can't deny his talent, but I think that's why some people will hate him. I think if you had to choose one, I think probably more heel than face. And I think it just comes down to his attitude. Like, good attitude, but he's confident.
I just have to make this. I'd say Alexander Ovechkin is the Dolph Ziggler.
Yes. Yes,
he's very good at what he does. He knows he's good at what he does, but for whatever reason, he can't win the big one.
True story. True story.
Sorry, I had to. But yeah. Yes, I would actually say he's probably always going to be face, even though he would thrive at being a heel.
I think this whole talks of, you know, him just saying, I'm going to the Olympics, I don't care. I think that makes him more of a face, really. Which is funny, because it actually hurts his team. But anyways.
So Steve Austin, you know, go against the authority.
Yeah. How about, we did with Nava. What about Cassian? Healer face.
Now?
Yeah, we'll do now. I mean, obviously before, heal, for sure, but now.
I would say he'd be like the Dean Ambrose. If he's fighting on your side, you like him. If he's fighting against you,
you don't. Yeah.
So, I'd say he's a baby face now. I mean, he has the backstory where people want to cheer for him. What about Austin Matthews?
Again, he plays for a team that a lot of people hate, and he's good. And a lot of people hate that, but he is good. He has no charisma.
Nobody seems to dislike him though.
Yeah, he has no charisma. He's the Chris Benoit or Lance Storm. No charisma at all.
Apollo Crews?
Hey, if you want to go more current, I guess.
Sin
Cara.
I like him, actually. I'm one of the few, but I actually like Sin Cara. Mitch Marner.
Face. I like him.
See, I think a lot of the rookies in Toronto would be considered a face. I think it's just the Leafs are heels.
I have a feeling, though. William Nylander, I think he's a heel. Give it time, I think he'll be a very good heel. I think he'll be the kind of, like, you know, at the time, like, really young Jaromir Jagr. I'd say heel. The celebrations he did after goals, that makes him a heel.
I would say Jagr's a face because...
Oh, 100%, he's a face, yes.
He's the Undertaker right now in the NHL.
But I think young Jaromir Jagr, with the way he celebrated after goals, that makes him heel. Because people are like, screw that guy. But that's what we come to love about.
He did sleep with a teammate's girlfriend.
And the guy was okay with it.
Because he's the Godfather.
So he's not the Undertaker. He's the Godfather.
No. The Undertaker was considered the Godfather backstage.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, in the wrestler's court, he was
And the Godfather was considered the Jester.
I mean, there's a lot of guys I would make... I know I'm going to not touch the Godfather one right now. But there's already enough editing on this podcast as it is.
Cock! There's another one. Who else? Let's see. Someone else. Malkin.
I would say Malkin's a baby.
Yeah, I agree. A blue eyes, if you will.
Could be. Carey Price.
The struggling face.
I would say he's a heel.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he's a bit of a dick.
Really? I did not know that.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's kind of a guy, like, he's like, yeah, he beats to his own drum.
Oh, fair enough.
It's like PK Subban. Heel.
I agree with that. I was actually going to say, I think he's a heel. Although, there's a lot of good work outside, but still, I say he's a heel.
Jerome McGinley, babyface?
Yes.
Marty Brodeur.
Heel.
Yes, that's what I would say, too.
Patrick Waugh, I'd say heel you love.
I'm just trying to think, like, who would be, like, the most... Who's the most annoying?
Sean Avery.
No, of the current hockey players.
Oh.
Like, who would you say is, like, the most just annoying guy out there right now?
Either Nazem Kadri or Evander Kane.
Yeah, but I don't... Like, see, I guess with Kane, I can never, ever hear him doing anything.
Besides allegedly raping someone?
Or doing something stupid off ice. Like, could be like... He could be like the Eva Marie.
Nah, he's not pretty enough.
Like, yeah, you hear about him away from what they're doing.
Fair enough. Okay.
But you never actually notice them doing anything within the profession.
What about...
Let's go, like, maybe owners. Like, what, like Brian Burke? Heel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was actually thinking, Joe Thornton. He is Bray Wyatt. You want him to win it. Bray Wyatt finally got it. You want Joe to win it, but it might not ever happen.
No, because you know what? To me, that's Jerome Ginla.
But he doesn't have a beard.
And Bray Wyatt won.
Yeah, that's true. But Jerome Ginla doesn't have a beard. That's really the only connection I was making there. Speaking of which, Burns. Heel or face?
Baby face.
Yeah. It's hard to be a heel with a smile like that.
And he has the best Brent third degree burns.
Yeah, true. Man. True. Cam Talbot.
Baby face. He has Ghostbusters on his mask. How can you dislike him?
There are people that don't like Ghostbusters. Yeah. I know it's shocking, but there are. But they're usually heels.
You know, but they probably only saw the last movie, which is understandable.
Fair enough. Yeah, that was a little bit of bullshit. I know we're missing some. Tyler Seguin.
Heel.
Yes. Taylor Hall.
Heel.
Yes. Steve Stamkos.
Babyface.
Struggling babyface. What? He's Dolph Ziggler babyface when Dolph Ziggler finally won and got injured. Except he hasn't won.
Yeah, but Stamkos doesn't, like, flaunt. He's a very quiet...
True.
He's, like... I don't know. I was gonna say Sami Zayn, but Sami Zayn's kind of annoying too. He's like
an
annoying guy that you still like.
The new dynamic of that character is kind of a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
Anybody else we can think of? The Sedin twins.
Heel.
Yes. Very much so. Alex Burrows.
Heel.
Yeah. Dion Phaneuf.
He might be the Miz of the wrestling world.
Or the hockey world? Yeah.
No, actually, no, I'd take that back. He's definitely not the Miz.
He's a heel.
He'd be like the... No, I don't know. What would he be?
The Curt Hawkins?
No, I like Curt Hawkins. I can't say that. Because I really don't care about Dion Phaneuf.
Fair enough. I'd just say heel, though.
I'm trying to find that one guy that I don't really care about that's on the roster, and I would say before the brand split, I'd probably say the Jinder Mahal. However, now I'm really
Mojo Rawley, because I don't care about him. But they're doing stuff like Mojo Rawley wins the Battle Royal, and Phaneuf scored the game-winning goal in overtime, but I don't like either one of them.
You know what? I'd say Dion Phaneuf is like Biggie Langston without being funny.
Like pre-New Day Biggie Langston?
Well, it's like you're good like before you entered the show. And then you haven't really done much in the show unless you're being carried along with other acts.
Okay.
I don't know, because the way I look at it, unless he's on a good team, he's not like he brings his team up any better.
I guess.
I mean,
I don't know if I'd agree with it, but I mean, I see where you're going.
Or he's the Ezekiel Jackson.
That one I agree with.
I don't know why I keep referring to him.
Basically, what we're saying is Dion Phaneuf is the big black guy.
Sean Avery.
The Miz.
That might be the Dean Ambrose.
I was going to say Miz just because he always runs his mouth.
Yeah, but sometimes you like what he says, sometimes you don't like what he says.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's a hit or miss. He might be the...
He might be Mitch the Plant. Yeah, there's a throwback reference.
Mitch.
Plant. I think we've beaten this old dead horse enough.
He's probably the light-up scarf, that's what he is. And that's me making fun of the fact he works at Vogue.
He works at Vogue?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
That was, what, security?
No, during the seasons, when he was playing hockey, he did, like, internships at Vogue.
Huh.
So funny.
That really is. So is he standing in front of Martin Brodeur, waving his stick, going, hey, you want some Vogue stuff? I got some Vogue stuff. You want some? I got a new catalog. Go work. Come on over to my place tonight. Come on, see it.
Your wife wears this on page 12. No, I don't know.
Whoa! No wonder. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I think we've beaten that one enough. Do you want to get into the Superstar Shakedown results?
Yeah, I actually
have the stuff here. Let's see here. Okay.
What was the biggest surprise to you? Because I think by now everybody knows what happened, so I don't think we got to actually read it all.
Spoiler alerts ahead. To hell with you if you get upset. To me, there's kind of a couple. For each one...
Scott Steiner has been drafted to the first round brand. No.
Yeah. Miz and Maurice, I was a little surprised they went.
See,
I mean, I am,
but then when I heard Lana and Rusev went the other way, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
I'm okay with that, even though I really wanted to see that dynamic.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt, a little surprised with that. Like, he's starting to get, like, he's finally finding his stride, and then
I think he's going to get lost in the shuffle on Raw.
Yeah. And then they got guys like, or is it David Otunga moved over? Kurt Hawkins, Kalisto. I think it's funny. Kalisto goes over, and the next night, Sin Cara goes the other way.
Yeah, because
why?
I literally would have put them back together.
Well, but I mean, I get Kalisto because now I can be on 205 Live. I get that. Okay, but why are you moving? Rhino and Heath Slater? They're just gonna get lost. That just seems pointless.
Yeah, and it's.
I think one of the best ones, I think, is Alexa Bliss. That'll, I think, revitalize that women's division a lot.
I think Charlotte going to SmackDown is going to
be... That's, honestly, a perfect trade. Tamina coming back, I'm okay with that. I think that's...
I loved Shane teasing the crowd.
That was good. And you know what? As soon as he starts saying, I'm like, I bet you it's not Charlotte. I bet you Charlotte will be there, but I bet you it's not her right now. But on the other side, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they keep them together for some reason. But you know what? Fine.
You know what?
It's fine.
I look at Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens knowing, hey, you know what? If we have some injuries going on, we're not going to necessarily put them together. But, you know, if we need something good, we got these guys in our back pocket. Also, and I look at this because obviously it's noticeable that they basically traded the U.S. for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens for Dean Ambrose.
I pretty much figured that as soon.
Now, is there anything to read about Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, all babyfaces on Raw?
Because he could see a comeback.
There's also Gallows, Anderson, who stayed on Raw, which I was very surprised with.
So was I.
After
so
the revival I. coming in.
Which we'll get into that in a minute.
But with that also being said, you got Finn Balor, Gallows and Anderson, three former members of the Shield. The only thing I was surprised with is AJ not going over.
But I think I don't think they wanted to give him up.
I don't think they could afford to if they weren't going to move anybody like big from Raw over.
Yeah.
I think the only one that would have made sense was Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, I really think you missed the ball on where you can take Roman Reigns, because I think this is a real interesting point of his progression now.
Yeah.
Because he is absolutely killing it in the role that he's in.
Yeah.
And the fan reaction and seeing where that takes him next could be very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very hilarious but talented on his part that the only time he gets cheered is if they tease a Shield.
Yeah.
Like, anything Shield related, they cheer it.
Which is funny.
Anything individually, they boo the living tar out of him.
Which is, I think, yeah, you're right. It's hilarious. So funny. The only thing that I was surprised about, New Day. I'm surprised they moved. I think it's good. Don't get me wrong, I think that's good.
I like it because at least it changes
the landscape a bit.
Yeah, it feel. I think too.
The Shining Stars going over? I liked what they did right away.
Yeah, I think they legitimizes what they can do and what they can bring.
That powerbomb backstabber would look disgusting.
Yeah.
I think we should use that.
I got an idea.
Perfect. We'll talk after.
It's something that we could also use with our third member, Sean Martins.
Ooh, hi, Sean!
And,
you know, the good news is, I talked to the editor at Edmonton SPN in, Mike the Ref. I guess he's going to post all of our stuff on the comment section of, so we don't have to actually name.
Well, you didn't just talk to the editor. He did text both of us that.
Well, that's still talking to him. Don't do this. Don't do this to me, man!
We didn't reply back to him.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We didn't reply back.
I thought you said we did. I'm like, no, I didn't.
No, it's like, so we're not talking to him. He's just trying to get our intention, or just like, eh, whatever.
But, yeah, so, like, all of our information, so when we don't know what Sean Martin's Instagram is, it will be there. So we're not forgetting him. We're not leaving him out. I felt kind of bad last week, a little bit.
I didn't feel bad. It's just like, you know, he just got it.
I felt a little bad.
I mean, the one thing that, yes, no, but the one thing that I do want to say is, the Twitter to Struggle has officially been changed to @TechStruggle.
SOS?
No, just the our tag, Struggle. Not the podcast Twitter, but the tag Twitter.
Wasn't it already @TechStruggle?
No, it was at, well, yeah, but, you know.
I thought you changed the,
No, because I was also getting that. I also changed, because I'm changing the tag one. I'm going to add the 3.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm back with you.
And then the Twitter for the podcast, it's now been officially changed to @TagStruggleSOS. And I actually changed my Twitter to where, it's still at Chris Parrish, but now the C and the P are capitalized.
Very good. I feel like I should change mine.
No, because you did. You had the WM, like WrestleMania, but WrestleMania.
Yeah, I did.
Which is, I know for a fact that's what you were going with.
Yeah, I was.
So, don't even have to tell me. This is just what partners do. We know each other.
We know each other inside and out. Sometimes inside more than out.
We complete us.
Yes, yes, we do. Part of you is inside of me.
Part of we is inside of us. Think
true,
about it.
True story. The other thing that was surprising, Elias Sampson just showing up in Raw.
I liked it.
I thought it was cool.
I kind of want him to do that to both shows.
That would be kind of cool.
And 205 Live for no reason at all.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. It keeps them talking, but don't use them. It's different. It's like doing a promo on the Titantron without actually doing a promo on the Titantron.
Yeah.
It's good. I liked it.
And I think it would be funny if he just walks up behind Corey Graves all the time, plays music just to piss him off and
acts like that douchebag in high school, always walking around playing the guitar but not really playing anything in particular, just kind of strumming it, really?
Well, he's the guy who's always outside of what was Rexall, now Rogers, just playing music.
Yeah, except for he's not using buckets.
No.
We want Bucket Guy on Raw. # Bucket Guy on Raw.
What a fucking good idea.
Fuck yeah! On a very, very sad note that makes me very unhappy, Dash Wilder apparently broke his jaw doing the last of the NXT shows this past weekend. That sucks. That sucks so bad.
No, it wasn't from a jawbreaker, was it?
That would be very ironic. But,
was he too busy jawjacking with his opponents?
Apparently, Scott Dawson had to finish the tour with Bobby Roode in his corner, which would also be pretty fun to watch. But it just, that sucks.
It was a glorious revival.
Oh, yes, it will be in about 2 months when he comes back.
Yeah. But you know what? At the end of the day, at least this will keep the revival fresh on Raw.
Yep.
Now, I kind of hope what they do is injury updates like Randy Orton did with his shoulder, with the RNN. If you remember that far back.
Yep.
I would like to see something like that.
That'd be good. It'd be different because no one ever does that anymore. They just go away and nothing.
Yeah.
I kind of like what Zack Ryder's doing a little bit. By the way, is he and Emma not together anymore?
Yeah, he's actually with Chelsea Green now.
I saw that, yeah, because I'm like, yeah. Is that a thing? Because
apparently.
He did that one video, like, this year, like, his top five things he wants to get. He's like, one of them, I want to find romance. I want to, you know, be in a happy relationship. I was like, shots fired?
Well,
maybe?
Because I noticed that the other day as well, and then apparently, just out of the blue, Emma stopped following Zack Ryder on Instagram or whatever, and people were just like,
that bitch!
Hey.
She's hot?
Emelina could do better.
Ooh.
Woo, 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 woo.
Emelina, give us a call. Give the struggle a call.
She's probably with, like, Kurt Hawkins now, but it's all good.
That would be funny as hell. Isn't he married?
I don't know, yeah. No.
But that'd be so funny.
Hey, he needs to face the facts. They're not together anymore.
She wants to go from one major brother to the other?
maybe she's with Dolph Ziggler. I don't know.
Apparently, he's with
Dana Brooke.
That's the one.
Yeah, I know.
She's a nice looking lady. I like her.
She's absolutely atrocious to watch on Raw, though.
Oh, I don't care about that. I'm just looking at her. Just looking at it. But the best overall is still Alexa Bliss. Anyways, keeping with the relationship stuff. Apparently, Dean Ambrose and Renee Young got married.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were engaged.
No.
Just boom. Just done.
Yeah. No, the best part was Dean Ambrose comes on Raw, interrupts Miz and Maryse, who are dressed up as John Cena and Nikki Bella, and then he gives them a big group hug, and then it says, oh, I'm so happy for you on your engagement, while sporting a wedding ring that nobody's talking about.
You know what's funny? I didn't even notice that until I saw a thing about it, and I actually watched it back. I had no idea. I'm like, oh, holy crap! How about that, eh?
Yeah, and then apparently on Talking Smack is when they became official about it because Kevin Owens...
kept asking about it?
Yeah, kept bringing it up. And Shane even tried to, like, say, no, we're not talking about this. And he's like, no, I just did.
I love Kevin Owens. I think he'll do really well for the blue brand.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. Anything else wrestling-wise? Because that's all I've got for it.
Yeah, MPW has a show tomorrow, Tuesday.
In Onion Lake.
Onion Lake, Saskatchewan.
Onion Lake, Saskatchewan. Named Onion Lake because not only does it look like an onion or a ball, but it smells.
Yeah, when you get there, onions. It makes you want to cry.
It makes you want to cry.
So you drown yourself.
But Tag Struggle is invading Onion Lake, Saskatchewan. And we're going to make it a little bit of all right.
Yeah, and there's not a tag because, you know, we're just going to divide and conquer.
Yes, we are.
I mean, you're going to beat up the Irishman.
And finally getting my rematch. That's about time.
Yeah. In another province. And then Sean Martin is, I believe, scheduled to face Massive Damage.
Oh, I hope he just beats up that arrogant knob.
And then I am going to put down the cheetah bat.
Ooh, he's a freak of nature. Kill him. Kill him with fire.
I'm maybe going to neuter him.
He deserves it.
I think he has to be spayed.
Yes. Yes.
So, I think it's a female.
Cheetah bear. You have to go all in and spay him.
Yeah, because I don't see any testicles on that cheetah bear. So, I guess I got to spay him. However, we will be tagging the next show, May 6th.
Here in Edmonton.
Yeah, here in Edmonton.
At the Alberta Avenue Hall.
Live.
Arena.
At the Alberta Ave. And it's going to be, I believe it's yourself.
Myself.
And Sean Martin's.
Sean Martin's buddy! Struggle
again,
buddy!
Getting another tag match because we got screwed out of the last one.
Yeah. Like, that was just stupid. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it. It's almost as infuriating as... Actually, it's more infuriating than the 0-2 Chicago Blackhawks right now. It's more. And you know how mad I am with that.
Yeah, that's because we won titles and they're just taken away from us for no reason.
Yes. Stupid!
Because the guy who I'm going to beat up, Jack Pride, in not only Edmonton, Alberta for Monster Pro Wrestling, but also in Red Deer for the Canadian Wrestling Coalition now.
Ooh, you get to beat him twice?
Yes, because I get the honors of kicking his green ass in the finals of the Canada Cup.
It's like an echo. You beat his ass, and then you beat his ass again, because he didn't hear you the first time.
It's like take two, because I just want to.
Duck to take the beating?
Yeah. It's like a 2 out of 3 falls match, but you don't get a fall. I just squash you twice.
Hooray!
Yay. So, yeah, everything comes together.
Yeah.
So,
that's what we're doing the next little bit. Yeah, we might be...
And then on top of that, I mean, there's all these MPW Monday Night Dynamite that people can watch on Shaw TV.
Shaw TV channel
10.
At?
10.
30?
Yeah.
And then... Also, in Red Deer, I believe, at
10
o'clock on Mondays.
Yeah. And then if you don't see them on Mondays, you can always watch them at Saturday and Sunday at noon.
Prime time.
Yeah, the replanet.
Prime time. And then while you're doing that, you can, if you're, you know, happen to be surfing the web and you notice that, oh, you know what? Summer's coming up. I should get some new wardrobe. I feel like I need something new to wear to bring in the new season of no more snow and cold, but nice and warmth. You can go to whatamaneuver.net and get yourself an OWE vintage shirt or struggle gear.
And a baby onesie.
I would recommend you have a baby, but I mean, just get it because it's funny. And then,
or get it for anybody you know who just had a baby.
Or because, just get it and fly it.
I mean,
flag.
Not everyone could be like at McDeruff and not be producing, but if you have a friend that is doing the opposite and producing, get them a baby onesie.
You know, happy in life. Yeah. But even if you don't, you can just still buy one. You can fly it like a flag.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but I mean, we accept it.
I mean, it's better than having a Calgary Flames car flag. So
I actually found one of those the other day, ripped it off.
And then here's one of the things, too. The one reason why I don't like the orange Oilers ones is sometimes when they're flopping around in the air, you don't notice the logo necessarily. And the orange sometimes looks red. And every time I see red, I think it's the Flames, and I instantly get mad.
I guess so. That's the point. The other thing we forgot to cover, Uriah Faber, UFC Hall of Fame.
Good for you.
That's good. That's awesome. You can be a struggle buddy anytime.
And all of your chins.
Yes.
But at the same time, if it's you or Conor McGregor, give me your belt.
Give me your belt.
So,
I think that's all we got. Until next time? I don't know. You got anything?
Well, I mean, yeah, because they also should know where they can go to listen to other episodes of The Sons of Struggle.
Are you talking about on Podbean or on iTunes? Perhaps Google Play?
Those are definitely three viable options.
And when you do that, you can look up Edmonton SPN, which stands for Sports something or other.
Edmonton Sport Podcast Network?
That's the shit.
And, you can listen to all
18 others plus this one.
Yes, and any other show that is there. However, we do recommend ours because we're awesome.
Because we're real and spectacular.
Yeah, so later, bitches. When your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the thing shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move? Let me just move.